Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The reality of my mortality and the nature of eternity becomes ever more apparent as I age. For many years, the idea of hearing God's voice was primarily related to how I might live my life. This usually was a selfish desire since I was focused upon my own self-realization and fulfillment. It was all about me. God being useful and as far as I secured some divine affirmation for my own utility. Now somewhat older, I realize I have no utility as such. I am no more than a wonderful expression of God's creativity who enjoys the privilege both of being infinitely known by God, whilst also myself finitely knowing aspects of that God. These finite insights are like the rays of sunlight that break through, creating mesmerizing memories upon the landscape of my life. Whilst such rays come and go, they are always there, even if not visible to my naked mortal eye. They are the promise and the presence of eternity in a fractured, transient world. Where once I went in search of myself as if I was really either that interesting or significant, I now direct my attention to going in search of God. My significance can only be in the degree to which I reflect something of the eternal sunshine of my Creator. Hard though I find it to accept, my greatest contribution to life is that deposit of the divine sunshine I leave in my wake. Again, experience has taught me that life isn't fair when measured against any human scale, nor is it comprehensible to my human understanding, regardless of my academic attainment. Life, by its very nature, is irrational and unreasonable. For how is it I'm born in post-war Britain into a stable family with every opportunity afforded me for my success and security, while someone else is born into a war-torn country lacking food security and financially vulnerable? It appears life's more a lottery and not everyone enjoys the same privileges. For some, this is a key reason for dismissing any notion of God as if God distributes the resources of this world, which, under any analysis, are sufficient to ensure a reasonable life for everyone. And then, when things are self-evidently unjust, those who reject God choose to blame the very God they don't believe in. This remains a perpetual mystery to me. Regardless of circumstance, the sun remains, its rays breaking through, often forging memorable patterns upon the landscape, a reminder that God is always with us. I can draw confidence and comfort in life's apparent successes, as well as its many reverses. For even when I feel I've been dealt a losing hand, I remain a winner in God. Nothing can remove me from God's grasp. As we enter into the God space today, remember you are invited to discover who it is God has created you to become. This is not related to your own perception of successful self-realization, but about becoming a reflection of God's sunbeam in your world. Amen. Time and again I have to remind myself that I am living in God now, not merely for myself. I need to find the perspective that deals with the deep person within, with the many things I'd rather didn't impact my life. Now please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, one of your own wonderful testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.